Now, in America, prenups are all the rage, aren't they? So let's speak to the managing partner of a law firm. This is Holzfaster, Cecil Knight and Muse. This is from Dayton, Ohio. Chip Muse, how are you doing, Chip?
How are you, George?
It's good to talk with you. Right. First of all, can you explain to me just exactly what is a prenup agreement?
Well, a prenuptial agreement is a contract that is drafted up with a soon-to-be husband and wife contemplating marriage, dealing with financial issues in the event that the marriage terminates either by death or divorce. So it contemplates the bad at the time that people are probably experiencing all the best.
Right, okay. Now then, that might happen, you know, like 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the road. But that contract, when do they draw that up? At what point in their courtship do they say, right, let's work out how we split this thing if we don't make it? When do they do that?
Well, the further they plan ahead, obviously, the better for a lot of reasons. Obviously, you've got the emotional reasons to deal with in terms of whether or not both the male and female are on the same page about romance issues. But it does need to be drafted in writing, presented to both sides. Both sides need to have lawyers representing them. And it needs to be executed sufficiently in advance of the wedding so that the courts wouldn't presume that there was coercion by it being presented on the eve of a wedding.
Right, okay. So is it an expensive business to get a prenup then?
Well, it's not something that you can go to a stationery store and get a boilerplate document because they're tailored very individually to each person's specific situation. There needs to be a very complete disclosure of all assets and debts. I mean, schedules attached to the documents for them to be upheld. So at least in the United States, typical prenuptial agreements are probably $500 to $1,500. So not inexpensive, but certainly not a lot of money in light of what can be saved later on in terms of attorney fees.
Or depending on, or can be lost later on if you're the other side of the fence. It does seem to be the most unromantic part of, the run-up to a marriage, though, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? As a divorce lawyer, I would say probably a third of the marriages or more, and due to financial disagreements between the parties or financial problems. And marriage therapists and counselors and even divorce attorneys are saying it's really important for people to have honest, frank, upfront discussions about finances before they get married.
Is it just finances, though? I mean, what about the dogs? What about the cars? What about the horses? You know, can anything go in the prenup?
Well, it does relate to separate property that was brought into the marriage. So, at least in the United States, horses and dogs are property that could be mentioned in a prenuptial agreement, yes. And oftentimes it's debts, too. I mean, it's not necessarily just wealthy blue-chip folks trying to protect their separate property in the event of divorce. Sometimes they're wanting to get disclosure as to whether or not the other side is significantly in debt and has misrepresented it before they get married. So there's a lot of positives, really, that can come out of a well-negotiated prenuptial agreement, as long as it's done well in advance of the wedding.
Right. Now, I hope you don't mind. Can I just ask you, I mean, in general terms, your opinion on the latest turn of events in the Michael Jackson story? This is Debbie Rowe, who suddenly, after what seems like she'd done a deal after the children were born, then another deal a few years ago, she's now come up and said that she's staking a claim for her two children. You got any comments about that?
Well, I'm not sure that I know enough information to have a real intelligent comment, but I do know, at least in terms of either prenuptial agreements or wills and typical trust, those type of documents can be amended after the marriage based on changes in circumstances. So I'm not specific. I don't know enough specific information on Michael Jackson's situation to comment.
Now, what about? I'm just thinking about. You know, you get very old men that it might be coincidental that are incredibly rich, marry quite young women. Quite on a regular basis, especially at the higher ends of commerce. Would a prenup in that mean that you would have a situation where at the after the partner died, then that prenup would mean that you would be able to spread your wealth in a different way, or would the will take over? I mean, what's more important, the will or the prenup?
Well, the prenup also would deal with what would happen in the event of your death. So the prenup would trump a will unless the will was executed after the prenuptial agreement.
It all seems so complicated, though, doesn't it?
Well, it is complicated, but you know, the other part that I think is important to recognize is, you know, a lot of prenups. I've been practicing law for over 30 years, and what I'm seeing on second marriages, you know, people have been around the block once. They've been through that, and they're thinking, well, let's see if there's a way to avoid some of the stress and cost of litigation. So they're oftentimes inclined to do a prenuptial agreement. But those aren't the only people. It's also individuals that have kids from a prior marriage that they want to make sure that they're well taken care of. So, you know, the increase in the number of prenuptial agreements since the mid-1980s has been tremendous here in the United States. And that's really when late 70s, early 80s, that courts around the country here have sort of gone from the old rule that it was against public policy to have a prenuptial agreement to the new sort of more enlightened rule that adults should be able to negotiate and contract on finances.
Okay. I mean, can they be overturned? I mean, if there's a prenup, you know, enforced, or a couple have a prenuptial agreement and then they get a divorce, would it be possible for one party to actually overturn that prenup, or is it cast in stone, unmovable?
Absolutely. Good question, because at least in Ohio and most of the states, the document still is subject to court scrutiny if someone's challenging a prenup, and it has to be deemed by the court to be fair and equitable, those terms in quotes. So, you know, that's obviously one of the loopholes that the attorneys are going to be attacking in any prenup, saying that under the circumstances, the totality of circumstances, you know, the facts as to when it may have been executed, what pressures were placed on one party or the other, lack of disclosure of assets, and then if they lose on all that, then they're arguing it's just not fair.
See, do you know, I reckon that that someone's missing the trick here. See, I think the agreement that you ought to have before a marriage is that you won't moan at me if I'm watching the sports channel with my trousers open, eating a pizza in one hand, a beer in the other hand, with my stinking socks on the table. You will allow that, and I will allow you to buy the box set of Sex in the City, and I will watch some of them with you and not moan.
I hear you. Those are things, though, that probably, hopefully, husband and wife-to-be have already either discussed or...
Now, I want that in a contract. I want that in a contract of law overseen by a lawyer to make sure that that is totally binding.
Yep, and then you should put a liquidated damages clause in there, too, right? So if the one side doesn't honor their part, you know, you've got some kind of remedy.
You betcha. Chip, it's been a delight to speak to you.
Well, my pleasure. Good talking with you, George, and hope everything is going well over there with you.
Do you know what? We've all suddenly been given £1 million each, Chip. It's thank you very much indeed. That's Chip Muse there, who's a managing partner from Holtzfaster, Cecil McKnight and Muse. And by the way, no, we haven't been given £1 million. It's just me, actually, as a bonus. They said that they had so much money in the expenses payout thing, in the petty cash chill, because they got to be a bit careful with expenses at the beach. They just gave me £1 million. I couldn't believe it. I said, I want more than that, but, you know.